Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
And my name is Pauline. I'm looking forward to learning with you today. Today's topic is language.
And the title of our lesson is, They're Not the Same Word. They're not the same word. So Pauline, what do you think we will talk about today?
I think we will be talking about English today.
Yes, Pauline, we always do. But today is very special. English can be confusing, and we're about to find out why. Here's Pauline with our Read It.
Rob is reading, but he doesn't understand a sentence. Susie sees the problem. Minute and minute are different words. We spell them the same way, but we don't say them the same way. That's strange, but correct. Rob knows two other words like minute and minute. His bow tie is a bow, but Rob bows to Susie.
Thanks, Pauline. So friends, today might be a little confusing, but it is very important to talk about this as we are all learning English.
English has many parts that can sound the same, but mean different things.
But oftentimes, those words are spelled differently. Today we are talking about words that are spelled the same way, but we say them differently.
Let's first start by learning the key words for the day. Here is our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 我们今天要来介绍几组看似一样但是读音和意义上都不相同的英文字。 首先Rob说他有一个句子看不懂, I don't understand this sentence. 动词understand就是理解、懂得的意思。 到底是什么句子看不懂呢? 就是 This is a minute dog. 原来 minute 这个字有两个截然不同的读音，而且不同的读音表达不一样的意思。 They are actually different words. 形容词 different 是不一样的，但是它们的字母拼法是一模一样的。用字母拼排就是 spell. We spell them the same way. 另外还有一个类似的例子，就是 B-O-W 这个字，在讲这个字之前，先说 B-O-W-T-I-E, bow tie, 它指的是蝴蝶领结，尤其是男士穿西装的时候打在脖子上的这个蝴蝶领结。 Look at the man with a red bow tie. 你可以说 My bow tie is a bow. 句尾的bow就是蝴蝶结。 不过BOW还有另外一个意思, 它的读音也不一样。等一下听老师说给你听吧。Susie,
I don't understand this sentence.
This is a minute dog.
What is a minute dog? Does it run quickly?
No, not minute. The dog is minute. It's very tiny.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
Don't feel bad. They're different words, but we spell them the same.
But we don't say them the same way.
Susie and Rob are in this conversation. And what is going on?
Like we said before, we are talking about some special words today. They have the same spelling.
So they mean the same thing?
Well, no.
But we say them the same way?
Actually, no. But hey, that will help you, because when you hear them, then you will know they are different. But you have to watch out for them when you are reading.
Thanks. So I think we can first talk about words that are spelled the same, but are different things. You have a friend. His name is Steve. And you have a friend, another friend. His name is Steve. Same name, but two different people.
Okay, so they mean two different things. But here we don't say the word the same way.
The same way. That is a great phrase. Let's talk more about this with Christina. Here she is.
Susie 说 minute 这个字有两种不同的读音，它们的意思也不同。We spell them the same. 句尾的 the same 原本 in the same way， 它是副词片语，因为这个是口语的表达方式，所以只说 the same 来代替。接下来 Rob 也说 We don't say them the same way， 这里也是 in the same way， 把 in 省略掉，直接说 the same way。 总结的说，片语 in the same way 表达以同样的方式。在口语中有人说 the same way， 有人直接用 the same， 比如 we can make them the same， 或是 we cook the dish the same way。
Thanks, Christina. So Rob is reading a sentence. A minute dog? No, it's a minute dog. These words are both spelled M-I-N-U-T-E, but we say them differently.
Minute. This is not a word you need to know, but it means very small. Very small. Tiny.
As you are learning English, you will have to pay attention to the spelling of words, like I just spelled minute or minute.
And when we talk about how to spell a word, we are talking about the spelling of the word. What's the spelling of that word? Or another way to ask that same question is, how do you spell that word? These questions mean the same thing.
And they are very useful questions. But Rob feels a little bit embarrassed.
Don't feel bad. Even I make mistakes like that. And we shouldn't feel because right now is time to visit Rebecca.
Hey, everyone. Yes, it's Grammar Point time. And I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, if you want to tell someone...not to do something, you can use this grammar point. For example, don't touch that, or don't talk in class. So friends, now it's up to you to go out and use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That was very helpful.
So Rob is learning a big lesson today.
And so are we. Did we forget anything?
Silly me.
What, silly me? I asked if we forgot anything.
Oh, silly me, Peter. Let's not forget today's
calendar phrase.
Silly me.
Silly me. 我真傻。This is strange.The dog is minute.
Not minute. The dog is minute.
Silly me. The girl has a pretty bow.
No. The girl has a pretty bow.
Silly me. The teacher read the lesson.
No, the teacher read the lesson.
Silly me.
No, silly English.
Yeah, silly English.
Silly me.
Silly me. 我真傻。
Another great calendar phrase. Well, friends, we'll practice some more English soon, but first, it's time for a short break. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break. Well, we're learning that English is not an easy language. Hey, we both had to learn English at some time. So who did you ask when you needed to ask a question about English?
Well, I guess I asked my mom. My mom was actually also my teacher when I was a little kid, so they were the same person.
Oh, that's a great person to ask questions. All right, friends, let's learn some more. Here's conversation B.
I know two other words like minute and minute.
What words are they?
Well, my bow tie is a bow.
Yes, that's correct.
And I can bow to you.
Yes, bow and bow are not the same word.
But we spell them the same.
Well, languages can be very strange.
So we first learned about two words. Well, they may seem like the same word, but they are not. Minute and minute.
And now we are talking about another word. It is spelled B-O-W.
Oh, that is another great word. Good job, Rob. Let's start by visiting Christina. She can help.
Rob 介绍了一组不同的字。Bow and bow are not the same word. 第一个是 bow, 名词蝴蝶结。你可以说 Can you tie a bow for me? 你可以帮我打一个蝴蝶结吗？动词 tie 就是绑的意思。再看一句 ,Please teach me how to tie a perfect bow. 请教我如何打一个完美的蝴蝶结。另外一个是 bow, 它是动词鞠躬的意思。常用的片语就是 bow to someone. We bow to our teachers every day. 我们每天都向我们的老师鞠躬。同时Bow to someone 也可以引申表达在不情愿的情况下向某人屈服。比如 ,everyone has to bow to the king's will. 每个人都必须顺服国王的心意。所以 ,bow 和 bow 是两个完全不同的字哦。
Thanks, Christina. So, bow and bow. They are both spelled B-O-W.
I like Rob's fashion. He likes to wear bow ties all the time. I think that is a good look for him.
Yes, a bow tie is a kind of bow. Can you think of another kind of bow?
No.
Okay, I'll let you guess. When I give you a present...I usually tie something around the gift.
That's right, a bow. During Christmas, I wrap gifts and tie bows around them. Sometimes I wear a bow in my hair.
I usually don't wear bow ties, but sometimes I wear something like it. It is a tie. That is something I wear around my neck. It is long and formal.I will wear one to a dinner party or a wedding.
Well, I'm glad you don't wear bows in your hair, Peter. So we talked about bow. What about bow?
Oh, that means when I do this.
Right. That is nice. But when do you do this?
We bow when we want to show respect to someone.
Do we bow a lot in our culture in the United States?
No, we don't. That doesn't mean we don't respect people. We just show it a different way.
I know that in Japan, people like to bow a lot. That is very polite there, especially when you are talking with someone older than you.
When I lived in Asia, I was not used to this kind of culture. But over time...I learned when to bow.
Peter, what is a way we show respect to someone here in the West?
Well, when you shake their hand, you must always look in their eyes. This is different from Asia.
That's a good point. Well, friends, it's time for us to go back and review our keywords for today.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Understand. Understand. You can understand a little English.
Different. Different. Clark and Adam are different people.
Spell. Spell. How do you spell your name?
Bow tie. Bow tie. You are wearing a nice bow tie.
Bow. Bow. She has a bow in her hair. All right, friends, those are the key words. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
Susie, I don't understand this sentence.
This is a minute dog.
What is a minute dog? Does it run quickly?
No, not minute. The dog is minute. It's very tiny.
Oh, of course. Silly me.
Don't feel bad. They're different words, but we spell them the same.
But we don't say them the same way. I know two other words like minute and minute.
What words are they?
Well, my bow tie is a bow.
Yes, that's correct.
And I can bow to you.
Yes, bow and bow are not the same word.
But we spell them the same.
Well, languages can be very strange.
Well, we have a big word for you. It's called homograph. Homographs are words that are spelled the same but have different meanings. Now, some people also think homographs must sound different too.
Words like wound and wound are a good example of a homograph.
Ooh, that is a good one, right? You wind something, or I wound something around, or when I get hurt, right? That's a wound.
Wound, right.
Do you have another one?
All right, I've got one.
Okay.
How about produce and produce?
Ooh, okay. When I go to the grocery store, I buy produce. But when I work in the basement, I am producing something, like producing.
Like we produce a show here.
Oh, that's a good one. Right.
Yeah.
So it's when you make something.
They are a little bit difficult, though, so it's good to practice and realize these words can be pronounced differently.
Guys, you're doing a great job, but now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch it together.
Reading English is hard, isn't it, James?
Sometimes.
Some words look the same, but they're not.
That's right. They're spelled the same, but not pronounced the same way.
And they have different meaning.
That's right.
That's really strange.
That's strange, but correct.
Reading isn't easy. English is hard to understand.
Sometimes.
But reading English is important, right?
Right.
So, what's the hardest thing about reading?
When you're trying to read.
And?
And someone keeps interrupting you.
Oh, well, yeah, sorry.
All right, today's Monday. Let's look at some questions. Here's question number one. What doesn't Rob understand? What doesn't Rob understand?
You can find the answer in conversation A. He doesn't understand a sentence. Question 2. What words do you find confusing or difficult? What words do you find confusing or difficult? Let's go to our friends to hear some answers.
What words do I find confusing or difficult? Super sentence man! Are there any words that are too confusing or difficult for me? Of course not. But there is a phrase that is very difficult to say. What is that phrase? I am sorry. It's hard to say I am sorry. I don't want to think I'm wrong. I want to think that I am right. Somebody needs my help. I am sorry. I must go. I mean, I'm not sorry. I'm very happy to help other people.
What words do I find confusing or difficult? There are lots of difficult words to spell. I can never remember how to spell tomorrow. And then there are words that are confusing because they sound so similar, like affect and effect. But if I remember right, affect starts with an A, and it's an action which also starts with an A. So that's how I remember that one. But it can be confusing.
What words do I find confusing or difficult? How about the easy word to? T-O or T-O-O. When do you use to? You use T-O when you're going somewhere. I'm going to the store. I'm going to the office. That's T-O. If you mean also, oh, I like that too, then it's T-O-O. Or if there's too many, then it's T-O-O. I think those words are really confusing. Maybe you should check it yourself.
What words do I find confusing or difficult? Well, the word love. No, I'm kidding. I think the word live and live, because they are spelled L-I-V-E and L-I-F-E, but they can both be pronounced live. So sometimes I get confused with these two words. What words do you get confused with?
Thanks for joining us today, and we'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.